Hello, Vince.
What's going on, guys?
Vince, what's happening?
What time is it? What time is it in your body right now?
Right now, I don't know. I can't even. I don't even know.
What? What is wrong, Vince?
I don't even know.
Vince,
I can't tell you.
I've never heard you sound like this.
I tell you what, I'm happy to be back to the States. That's the only thing I can say.
Did you at least enjoy the trip?
Yeah, we had a good time. Got a chance to get out and see, do some sightseeing and everything. So it's definitely, worth the trip for going, with the family, to just relax and, get the tour of the city. So, yeah, it was okay.
What were your impressions? I mean, what did you get a chance to see, and what did you think of all the stuff you saw?
Well, we went to check out the London Eye. That was pretty amazing, but we didn't actually get on it because we didn't want to stand. And it was like about a 30-minute ride, but so we got there and we saw it, and me and my wife decided let's go see if the Queen is home. So we left there and went down there and got a chance to see the guards actually change the shift. So that was pretty amazing.
Did you go up and knock on her door?
No, I wish I could have.
Hey, Your Highness, you in?
I wouldn't be here today if it would.
Now, some guys were talking about the, experimenting with different food over there. Did you eat anything that could be considered English food, or did you stick with the good old American fare?
Man, look, yeah. I had me a burger. I had me some fries. I had some chicken. I had some Italian food. I had some eggs. So, I kept it simple, And I'm pretty sure everybody I talked to that have been over there before said they have great Italian food. So we actually went out to a restaurant and ate at an Italian restaurant. I forget the name of it, but it was actually a good place, good restaurant. So, but, I got full. I didn't go hungry, I tell you that. So I made it through.
One of the things that I heard Tom Brady say was, it's kind of a unique opportunity in the NFL to have the team together for that amount of time, to be away, unless you're in the Super Bowl or something, this sort of thing doesn't happen. Do you think that might, in the long run, be good for this team, the amount of time that you guys had together over there?
You know what, that's always a positive thing. And, I think this team is, becoming closer and closer, and I think this London trip actually put us even closer. Just to be there for 3 days or whatever, and had a good time. We took care of business. Practicing here and then have to travel, get used to the time and everything. And I think as a team, and I think the staff did a real good job of keeping us together and make sure we was there for one reason only, was to be 5-2. But at the same time, enjoy yourself while we was here. So. The time we had off, we enjoyed ourselves, but at the same time, we took care of business on the field, and it started with practice in the meeting rooms and everything, knowing that this trip was going to be a long trip. It's something new for all of us. But I think we did a real good job as a unit. I'm talking about as a team in general, of handling our business on and off the field. So that made the flight back over here a lot sweeter, and I think guys actually took it as a business trip, knew when it was time to get into the playbook, or when we had to get over there, we had to practice and understand what we was over there for. I think everybody did their job.
Vince, I remember you telling us before about Brandon Merriweather, and this is during his rookie year, that you thought this guy was going to be very good and that people needed to be patient and they'd see the playmaker that you knew from Miami. What do you think he has done differently, if anything, to kind of elevate himself to one of the best playmaking safeties out there in the game now?
I think, maturity. I think he's starting to understand, the level of play where he needs to play at. He kind of feels he needs to be one of those leaders on the defense out there, especially in the back end. And I think, his preparation. Everything, it takes time to grow. I think everybody came in this league and it took time. It took time for you to actually see what the guys worth. And I told you guys, just be patient with him. And I think this year's I started seeing him towards last year, and this year he stepped his game up big time. And he know he have a lot of people out there depending on. He know the plays that he can make and everything. So it was no question in my mind that this guy couldn't play football. But the thing was, when was he going to, you know, get it going? And he finally got it going. And you know what? There are those guys back there playing their butts off. I tell you, and a lot of people have questions about what the secondary is going to be like and, you know, what about this, losing this guy. But you know what? These guys came to play every game. I mean, and you know what? They're showing up. They're making the plays and everything. And I think as a defensively going forward, we got to take this bye week. We got to, you know, get in and the plays that we had problems with, get that under control and move forward because it's going to be a long season and it gets harder. But Brandon by far is playing the greatest ball he can play at this level. And I think he won't do nothing but get better.
Red Auerbach used to say you can't coach height. Can you develop leadership or is that something you're either born with or you're not?
You could develop it. It depends on that individual. Some people are born with it. Some people get it just by playing football and don't even know that they're getting it because a lot of people look at you differently. If you go to your work and your job every day and you do your job and people see that, guess what? People starting to, you know, feed off of you. You don't have to say anything. If you running around making plays and you in your playbook and when your number's called, you're doing what you got to do. Guess what? You didn't ask to be a leader, but you are. So, and I think that's the role Brandon is starting to put in, you know, get to now where he's not saying anything. He's just going out there. Every week he's doing his preparation. He know exactly what he's doing on the field. He know the position he need to be in. And he's going out there and executing, and he's making the plays for us. So it's a lot easier for, you know, younger guys coming in to see a guy like Brandon in his third year where it's not the, you know, the 11-year vet, you know, that's making the plays or the leader of the team. You know, it's not that. It's a young guy. So I think that's a positive role for the younger guys coming in as well, saying, hey, we're going to ask a lot of you guys, you know, and it can be done. It's not like it hasn't been done. It can be done. Prime example is Merriweather.
You know, Vince, if you ask Dale the toughest part of his job, he might say dealing with me every day. I'm wondering what the toughest part of your job is.
Dealing with me every day.
Well, I mean, I love football, you know, and that's, I don't think it's tough. Every week get, you know, tougher and tougher, but the tougher it gets, the more I get in my playbook, the more I understand what is going on and what is happening around me. So I don't think it gets too tough. But at times, I mean, in situations that, you know, you may be in the course of a game where you really don't have, you know, you have an idea, but this team is good at everything. It's a challenge. That's what I think. It's all about a challenge. And you know what? I want to accept those challenges. So it ain't nothing too bad out there. But, hey, every now and then, you know, you get challenged, and you have to be ready to accept it.
I know how you guys treat every opponent. I know the respect you always say you have for every opponent going in. In the aftermath of these two games, do you temper your enthusiasm a little bit based on looking back, saying, you know what, those teams don't have it going on quite the way they'd like right now?
It's the NFL. I mean, it is the NFL, and you can't take anybody lightly. I don't care who you play. We moved forward. We made some plays where early in the year we didn't make that we started to make. Of course, you know, with Tennessee and playing against Tampa Bay, their records are not the greatest, but we still made those plays. And for us to put some on a practice field, you know, to put some on the practice field that we've been doing all year and we haven't done it, and all of a sudden we do it and we hit it and we be consistent with it, you have to be happy about that. I don't care who you're playing against because we can move forward with that. We done made those plays, so now everybody else know we done made those plays. So that gives, you know, another team something to study about. So by far, you know, I'm happy to be 5-2. I mean, we can be a lot worse, and we could be undefeated. But I'm happy with where we're at. I'm happy with where the team is. And I think this week going into practice, we're going to get together. We're going to, you know, have those problem plays that we've been had problems with in the past. We're going to try to get a lock on that and get ready for this long stretch. But I'm happy with where the team is. I mean, I think we're moving forward. We're moving in the right direction. And at this point, we have to start winning ball games. Now, once November, December hit, you have to be able to win. And I think that's where our best football has to come out. So I'm happy with where we're at, and hopefully we can keep it going.
What do you personally need to do during the bye week, whether it's resting or something in terms of football, some technical aspect of football? What do you need to do?
Well, rest. that's my biggest thing is, you know, to get healthy and, you know, to stay on track with the conditioning and stuff like that. But by far, you know, getting rest, because going forward, it's going to be a battle. And one thing I'll do, I'll spend a lot of time in the film room actually looking at my play, critiquing myself, where I'm at right now, things I need to adjust, how I need to approach the second half of the season. So that's something I do all the time at this point. And I'll see what I can get done, you know, get better at and go forward from there. But big time, you know, resting up and, you know, enjoying some family time.
This bye week comes at almost the perfect time, doesn't it?
Oh, man, it is a perfect time. It is a perfect time, I'm telling you. Like I said, being able to get healthy, get everybody back healthy and feeling good and moving up the par, that's going to be huge down the line for us. So we got to get in and get in there, get the work done. But at the same time, you know, these days that, you know, we do get off, we definitely have to take care of our bodies and understand when we get back, it's time to go to work, and it's lights out from there.
If you are keeping score at home, and we do, you were here once when we didn't show up. We've been here twice when you didn't show up.
Hey, I just got back from London.
From London. I mean, okay. Oh, my goodness. London. Oh, how'd you – oh, that five-hour flight where you had your own sheets and your own pajamas.
Hey, I tell you what. Hey, one thing I was concerned about going over there was my phone service over there. And you know what? I had some good service over there. I didn't have any problem with my phone. So, noodles to AT&T, baby. You don't know nothing about that, Holly.
Oh, I know all about AT&T, your world
delivered. Your world delivered.
What? I know all about 1-866 mobility. What? What?
Okay, baby.
Come on.
Vince, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Take care now.